KSA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Democratic presidential debate scheduled for next week in California has now been thrown into chaos when all seven of the candidates who qualified for the stage threatened not to attend because of a labor dispute. The Thursday debate is scheduled to be held at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, where the Food Workers Union says it's been working without a contract and plans on striking in front of the debate. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang quickly said they would not cross the picket line. The Democratic National Committee Communications Director issued a statement today saying the party organization would not expect candidates to cross a picket line, adding, "We're working with all stakeholders to find an acceptable resolution that meets their needs and is consistent with our values so we can proceed with next week's debate." This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A man accused of killing three people and injuring nine others at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado in 2015 appeared in court in Denver on new charges and insisted he is competent to stand trial. Federal prosecutors have asked the judge to order a new mental evaluation for Robert Deer, who was previously ruled to be incompetent in state court. Justice has been delayed, and it's been continuously delayed for years, according to Assistant U.S. Attorney Pygene Ryan. The U.S. magistrate judge gave Deer's attorneys until December 20th to respond to the request. If you're looking for a Christmas tree, you might not want to wait till the last minute this year. Christmas tree supplies are tight again across the United States, depending on the location and seller. The industry is still bouncing back from the Great Recession and trying to win people back from a shift toward artificial trees. Industry officials say not to worry. Anyone who wants a tree should be able to find one, and you may have to pay a little more. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former U.S. president calls this a moral call to the world. Chris Barnes reports.
That's what Barack Obama says about the challenges to many people around the globe when it comes to climate change. Pointing out that many are already feeling the effects of climate change, he says island countries may sink and that many nations are losing sight of the damages already happening. He told them their voices will remind the rest of the world of the impacts of climate change and could help spur them to action. And he said the world needs to prepare for the changes that are coming, including large-scale migrations and other disruptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe endorsed Senator Elizabeth Warren in the 2020 Democratic primary on Friday. In a tweet, the women's national team co-captain said she's proud to back Warren for being bold, for being real, and for listening to all of us and being prepared to navigate the unique challenges we face as a country.
I would love to have you on your team and help in any way that I can, so consider me.
Warren, in a statement, called Rapinoe a champion of justice on and off the field and a role model for women and girls everywhere. She said she's honored to have her endorsement and looks forward to fighting alongside her for big structural change. Rapinoe helped lead the team to its second World Cup title in a row earlier this year and was named Sports Illustrated Sportsperson of the Year earlier this week. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.